Hi, so you may have noticed we've not dropped the usual Valhalla Conversations episode this month, September. I've only just been able to get out the bonus episode for this month, which was about the King and Conqueror series on BBC. The reason I haven't been able to do a new episode is not because of lack of guests. No, I've got several lined up. And I had two booked in, but I've got this to write and these to research and read and reference by my kitties. You may or may not know, but I got to go to a big academic symposium in Norway, of all places, which was a dream come true last summer, to talk about Valkyries in fantasy fiction. And although I spent a good year doing the abstract, I then had a series of months to do the presentation. Did that, went fine. I now have to write an academic paper, a full-blown academic article, 6,000 words tops, referenced, fact-checked, structured, got all the right syntax, grammar, vocab, and it's a challenge. I spent 2 months doing it and got it in before the first deadline, and then we had to wait all summer for the peer review feedback. And the peer review feedback I got was sadly not good. I've got quite a lot of work to do, quite a lot of rewriting to do, and so I've had to hit the books and the internet quite hard again in a deep dive into Valkyries and in particular Brynhild. My focus was maybe a bit too general, a bit too round, and I explained it in quite a circular manner. I thought it made sense. Of course, it makes sense to me, but the peer reviewers are proper academics, they know what they're doing. I don't. I'm just an independent researcher, if I can even grant myself that title. I simply read a lot of books and have lots of ideas. And somehow, between all the research that's been done at master's and PhD level and published in journals and in volumes of conferences and papers and stuff, I can somehow piece together evidence that support my crazy theory. So yes, the deadline, the new one I've got, is only 5 weeks now away. Halloween, spookily enough, sometimes associated with Odin's Wild Ride, if you're interested. Wild Ride, Wild Hunt, even. It could be a Wild Ride. Probably is for those involved. So I've literally this weekend just begun rewriting it all, and it took me a good 5 to 6 hours just to get my head round how to rewrite the introduction and then double check the references and pull in the new ones and check the old ones. And I've got a lot more to do. So because this is so important, because I spent the last 2 years of my life working towards this point, because I put myself out there and said, hey, can I come along and mingle with you academics and share some ideas? It really would be the cherry on the cake to get this done, to get it past another peer review round. But it's a lot. And I don't have all day, every day to work on this. I have my own day job to pay for the bills. I have my own family to keep, look after, spend time with. I also eat, sleep, eat. So I've got evenings, half a weekend at best, and some daytime when my kids at school on a Thursday and Friday, that's it. I don't have a full working day by any means. I have to finish by 3 because it's the school run, then it's things to do, food job to do, take a swim class, that kind of thing. So there's a lot of plates spinning already in my life, and I've got to fit this in. Do not worry, Valhalla Conversations isn't gone. Consider this, Valhalla is just closed for cleaning. The Valkyries are cleaning the benches, they're washing up the cups, they're helping the warriors put a fresh straw on the floor, because we do have guests coming, we have new guests coming. I have got another comic writer that I can't wait to speak to. I have got a brilliant man, and I want to talk about from him about the legacy that is the Jorvik Viking Centre, because they made a brilliant documentary to celebrate 40 years, and I want to talk to him about that. I have got still Sasha from Slightly Reckless Games to come on to talk about his and the team's amazing tabletop RPG based on the Morkborg system called Berserker. Loving reading, skim reading that, or I did before I had to dive into this. And I've also tentatively got my hooks not into one, but not two, but three of my favourite Viking Age historical fiction authors. And it's a topic I have somehow avoided until now. But I'm hoping they will be the finale episode to see how this year. So although you've got no new episode of Valhalla Conversations this month, September, and there sadly won't be one in October, because this is crunch time for this article, I will hopefully be bringing you four. Oh, I've actually forgotten the fifth one. I've got a fifth guest booked in for November. A wonderful man called Terry, otherwise known as the Science Viking. Yes, you can actually learn science from the Vikings. And he's a brilliant reenactor, brilliant guy. I met him at Jorvik Viking Festival this year, and yes, got lots to talk about him. So at least four new episodes are going to come out between November and the end of the calendar year. And I am already got quite a nice list of people I want to speak to for 2026. And as soon as this article is done, whether it flies or whether it sinks, I will have time back to record as many episodes as I can on Thursdays and Fridays every week. We may possibly be able to move more to a 2-episode-a-month schedule, or we may just stick to a 1-episode-a-month schedule, but then there will always be an episode because I'll have pre-recorded them in advance and have them edited in advance, because I'll be able to record more to then edit and schedule more. For those of you who have followed, subscribed, watched, listening, please give me your patience, please show mercy, and please of course send me your prayers and good luck. If anything, if this article doesn't get through, I am definitely going to work into bite-sized episodes, exploring all my research and sharing all these wonderful sources, authors, academics and scholars with you guys, if of course you're interested in the topic of Valkyries, because there is a lot to be said on them, and I'm just focusing on the one, Brynhild. Even then, there's still a lot to say. And hopefully my voice will add content that is already out there. So if anything, this could become a new series. And I kind of established it with my presentation piece being the first episode, and I have more to follow on that. But we'll see how this goes. Until November, until the nights are dark, the air is cold, and winter starts to creep in. Valhalla is closed, but it will reopen. It always does. It never stays closed forever. Do follow me on Instagram, on Threads, on Blue Sky, same handle at Soul Tracer Becky. And of course, we do have a Facebook page, and there is where I show sneak peeks at behind the scenes, such as me writing away, and of course, give you updates on when guests are coming up. I schedule events so you always know when an episode's dropping. But of course, feel free to subscribe and follow wherever you're listening or watching. So until then, until November, thank you for listening and watching, and we will welcome you to Valhalla very soon.